Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The left fielder, Doug Glanville. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fifth. The DH, Ryne Sandberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Orey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Servais. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Hernandez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Terry Mulholland. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The DH, Jeff Abbott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae bunts towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Glanville strikes out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sosa takes first base on ball four. Grace moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cameron moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Glanville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mouton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Glanville. Mouton reaches second base with a double. Cameron scores. Abbott goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snopek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kevin Orey is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Orey hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Servais strikes out. Two outs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkovice, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Karkovice hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up off the glove of Ori, and into shallow left field. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sanchez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glanville is 0 for 1 in the game. Glanville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cameron is hit by the pitch. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abbott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. There goes Cameron trying to get to third. Sosa throws the ball into Ori, who tags Cameron for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sosa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ori is 0 for 1 in the game. Ori hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Servais is 0 for 1 in the game. Servais hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Alvarez covering, for the out. Two outs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abbott is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Abbott hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Glanville is 0 for 2 in the game. Glanville hits a pop-up into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Lyle Mudin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mudin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mudin hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Snopek is 0 for 2 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grace is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sosa strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin Ori is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ori is 0 for 2 in the game. Ori hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ori fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Servais is 0 for 2 in the game. Servais hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cameron strikes out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Abbott hits a fly ball into left field. Glanville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mulholland, and towards Hernandez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Glanville is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Glanville is 0 for 3 in the game. Glanville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.